At Designer Shoe Warehouse, we believe that shoes are an important part of, well,
everything. From first steps to first dates, from all-nighters to all-time personal bests.
From building pillow forts to building a life.
For all the big and small moments that make up your whole world, DSW is there. And we've got just the shoes. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love at bragworthy prices at your DSW store or DSW.com.
Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
All right, places, please. The Daily Mix Show is on deck. Guitars plugged in. Drums ready to go. Chickens.
They're a-clucking.
Other animals. And action.
This is the Daily Mix Show on The Rock with Taryn Daly and Steve Miggs.
While listening to the Daily Mix Show, please refrain from any unnecessary finger gesturing.
99.9 KISW.
Good morning, one and all. Happy Monday. Steve?
Yes?
Something happened over the weekend. A lot of things happened over the weekend, but something happened over the weekend in my bedroom.
Okay.
And I just want to see if this has happened in your guys' bedroom lately.
No, it hasn't.
It always seems to be around this time of year. I get a little anxious every time. I try not to overthink it. Uh-huh. And I go for it. I took off the winter blanket in between the sheet and the comforter.
Did we expect anything more exciting than that, Danny?
No, number one. And also, I believe that also happened in your bedroom this weekend, yeah, too,
yes,
Steve.
It did. Actually, I was lying next to Brad, and I'm like, Brad, your body is just giving off a little too much. I think we need to take this comforter off.
It just felt like the right time of year. You know, it's getting warm during the day, warmer at night. We got rid of that middle blanket. Wow. Slept great last night.
I feel like we're going to dip back into the 40s at some point. I still don't believe that the weather is getting better just yet.
Well, and your wife, I know, likes to sleep with the window open no matter what the temperature is. So it gets a little chilly in there. I respect your choice to keep the winter blanket on a little longer.
Oh, I'm freezing every morning, though, because the window's just kind of... It's a stupid game, because like I'll get into the bedroom and I'll close it, not fully. I show a little respect. I'm a man of compromise.
Of course.
So I keep it open a couple of inches. And then I wake up in the morning and it's open like 3 feet wide. I'm like, what happened? Like, did you sneak out of bed and just open up the window?
Is it anything to do with your flatulence?
Quite possibly. I like to say no, but you're probably right.
Let's inform the Rockaholics.
Knowledge is power. So give us five-ish minutes and we'll give you, some interesting stuff you can talk about at work. This is the Daily Migs Download.
A.K.A. the DMD.
Here's your daily dose of doings happening in the world.
And the DMD is brought to you by Palace Law. Today it's Cinco de Mayo. So
yeah.
We already celebrated it this weekend. So we started a couple days early on Saturday. It was awesome seeing everybody who came out to the Red Dog in Puyallup to hang out with us for Sunrise de Mayo.
I know. I might be out of gas for actual Cinco de Mayo.
I know. I can't even imagine being anywhere near a bar right now. I am so drained.
It was awesome.
It was awesome. Yeah, bye. Stay away from all the bars for like the next year. Back at it again next Mayo.
Yeah.
All right. It's also National Hoagie Day. So enjoy yourself a good sandwich. Might I recommend, we were talking about this, I think, over the weekend. Danny, you went to Sam's Tavern.
Yeah.
Right in Capitol Hill. And that used to be the guy who owned Red Robin now owns that place. And I remember back in the day, I used to meet up with D. Ted Smith. And that was my go-to was always getting a meatball sub there.
Ooh. Oh, I did not get a meatball sub, but I did see it on the menu, I believe. And I had a hamburger.
I mean, that's fantastic. Pay it. Delicious.
But their meatball sub is on another level.
I don't think I've ever tried it there.
Oh, we need to go have a hoagie today. Trip. Yeah.
You know what? Screw this plant-based diet crap. I'm going back to eating some meatballs. Just meatballs. I'm vegan except for meatballs.
That's just the one thing.
Yeah. What's your hoagie to go?
I love an Italian sub style sandwich. Yes. Like, give me all of those like cured meats. That's what I want. With lettuce, tomato, get some peppers in there.
What about a lot of oil and vinegar on
love
that?
Love the oil and vinegar, a little salt and pep. Oh.
Dripping oil. It's
and
delicious.
Definitely the banana peppers. Those are
yes. Well, yesterday was not a very good outing for the Mariners, but you know what? They can't win them all. But they did win the series.
I got to tell you, I think it's my parents' fault. They're in Texas, and they went to the game yesterday.
Did they?
Yeah.
What a crappy game to go to.
I know. I think it was their fault. They were like the bad luck charm in Texas.
They should have went to the game on Friday.
I know.
The game on Friday was bomb. Even the game on Saturday, it was a nice, tight game, but they still won. You know, minus that, what was like this? I can't remember which, third inning, they gave up 6 runs. Minus that, the Mariners played pretty well.
For sure.
Ended up losing 8-1. They're back at it today. They're taking on the A's. Where the hell do the A's play again? I think Sacramento.
Yes.
So I think they're going over there.
Teeny little stadium.
Yeah, don't go to Oakland, Mariners. But they haven't lost a series in over a month.
Yeah.
They're still awesome. And we're going to talk to Gary Hill Jr., one of the voices of the Seattle Mariners, today at 9 a.m. So we'll be able to get a little bit of a recap on how great the Mariners have been playing as of late.
Starting this Wednesday, it's real ID time, folks. That means that you got to have that extra piece of identification in order to get on your flight. And if you are not prepared, you're going to be in big trouble. They say you need to be there about 3 hours early because of all these extra screenings and things that are going to be taking place. So if you're traveling this week, it's going to be a little bit chaotic.
That's funny because I'm such a weirdo that doesn't really make any difference. I'm always there like 3 hours early.
You like to be there 3 hours early?
Okay, more close to 2 hours.
Yeah.
But still, I like to get there early.
And then you can have a little cocktail at the bar.
Did you get your real ID yet?
I mean, I have a passport. I have no idea where it is. It's somewhere in my house. Oh my God. I got to find it. It might be in the safe. I'm not sure.
See, I'm so confused by the real ID thing because I have the enhanced ID.
That's it.
Yeah.
You're good.
I know. But the funny thing is I Google, I'm like, are they the same thing? And then Google came back and said, no, but the enhanced ID is better. And I'm like, all right, I think I'm okay.
I think you're fine,
too. I can still travel.
For sure.
Not that I'm jumping on a plane anytime soon, but I think I'm okay. Danny, did you get your real ID? Because you do a lot of traveling.
I do. Yes, I've had my enhanced for like 2 years now.
Okay.
So I'm good. Because they kept delaying it. And we never thought it was going to happen. And now it's finally, apparently, actually happening.
And I hear like the lines at the DMV have just been like bonkers because of this.
That's like the worst place on the planet.
Well, good luck to you.
It's the worst, but also leads to sometimes one of some of the more interesting people watching that you'll ever encounter.
It's like a human zoo in there.
Still one of my all-time favorite times. I think I was going to get my enhanced ID. We're talking forever ago. So the process was a little bit longer, and I had to stay there and wait for a second. And I proceeded to watch a man take off all of his clothes. Mind you, he had clothes underneath his clothes.
Like a second outfit?
Like a sweatsuit. And then put his clothes back on. It was fascinating.
Wow. Good luck out there, everyone.
Yeah, well, and, did you hear about the story about this guy who escaped police custody over and then ended up like going on like on the light rail and all
yes.
that? They're still trying to find this dude. His name's Cedric Stevenson. But yeah, he took a train to Capitol Hill. I would think if I'm escaping from the police, the last thing I want to do is take public transportation. But I guess if none of your homies are there to hang out and catch up with you and pick you up, I guess you got to do what you got to do.
Absolutely. Very resourceful. The Kentucky Derby was over the weekend. Sovereignty won. And it's a $3.1 million prize that the jockey Junior Alvarado is getting. Journalism, Baeza, and Final Gambit were also some of the top finishers. It was on Saturday during our party. I was like, I kept looking a little bit here and there, but I wasn't really paying attention.
I guess it was getting to like the nitty gritty part, like right when our party ended. And one of our buddies, Andy, he was there and he's just like, we're all saying goodbye. He's like, I'm going to stick around because I want to watch the Kentucky Derby. We're all like, yeah, we're out of here.
Like, oh, I forgot that's still happening.
Did you ever hear about the running of the urinals?
Excuse me?
What?
It's apparently a thing that happens where a bunch of attendees that go to the Kentucky Derby, they run across the top of the porta potties.
What?
And this has been going on forever. I had no idea this was happening, but I saw in a news story they brought it up, and apparently it happens at like Preakness. Happens at other events as well, but it seems to be popularized at these horse racing events where guys jump on the urinals and just run.
Which is funny considering it's such a fancy thing that they're just going to, you know, do a little dance on top of the
urinal. It doesn't matter how fancy you are. If you get drunk, you do stupid things.
Yes, yes.
Hey, as far as weather, we're going to be hitting a high of 67 degrees. It's going to be a nice, clear day today. The DMD is brought to you by Snoqualmie Casino and Hotel, and that's what's up.
The Daily Migs Show.
Migs, over the weekend, it sounds like something odd went down for you when you got home.
Yeah, I don't know if it happens with you whenever, like, you come home. You just don't know what you're going to walk in on. And while I walked in on my poor dog being very patient with my crazy child.
We're going to find out what happened at 6:20.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Going up. Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.
If you're ready for a new job, let Express Employment Professionals help you. Express is already hiring for summer jobs in a variety of industries. Job seekers never pay a fee at Express. Go to expresspros.com to find your location. That's expresspros.com.
After our Saturday soiree, Sunrise de Mayo, Migs, you came home and said that there was something odd going on at your house.
It was just, I just walk in, you could hear screaming and yelling before you even open up the door, and I'm just like, what am I about to walk in on? And that always worries me, because sometimes you're just not ready, or you just don't have the energy or the patience to do anything. Fortunately, it wasn't anything bad. It was completely stupid, but I instantly started feeling bad for my dog, DJ, because, you know, I don't know if this happens in your household, and I definitely want to check and see, like, does your kid do stupid things to your dog? Because I walk in and poor DJ's got like this paper skirt on and she's trying to get it off and Tatum's chasing her. And then Tatum puts on like this necklace and I took a picture of the necklace. I wasn't able to get the paper skirt because DJ just wasn't feeling it. Mm-mm. But DJ's wearing this necklace of a drawing of DJ.
Oh, yeah.
And you just see the look on the poor dog's face. You can see it in her eyes. She's like, next time, I heard the place was dog friendly that you went to. Why don't take me next time? Get me away from this crazy child.
It's giving like Flavor Flav vibes with like the big clock. You know, it's a giant, giant necklace.
It's so ridiculous. But I thought that was just the funniest thing, but it just got me thinking, because I was texting with my buddy. I'm like, hey, man, it's just chaos in my house, blah, blah, blah. And I told him why. And he's like, oh, you think that's crazy? Apparently, his toddler, who's about 5 years old as well, picked up their dog and threw it off the deck because there was a trampoline under the deck.
Oh, my God.
And the dog was fine. But when he found out what happened, he's just like, what are you doing? He's like, well, we do it. Why can't their dog do it as well? And I'm like, okay, so what Tatum did is not nearly as bad. But is there anything strange that your kid has done to your pet?
Well, can I dime my sister out for what she did to our cat when we were kids?
Absolutely.
So my baby sister, and she wouldn't admit it for the longest time, cut the cat's whiskers on both sides almost all the way down.
Does that hurt?
It's not supposed to I mean, that's like terrible because they need their whiskers for like balance and right. To see in the dark and all of that. So he just had these like little spiked whiskers sticking out and my parents were so furious and we have never let her live it down.
Well, did it affect the balance?
Well, I mean, not that I really...
Did the cat start falling down?
He just looked very sad and pathetic and like he knew something was wrong. Oh, it was awful.
That's awful.
But Vera just manhandles our dog. I mean, our dog is 90
pounds. You have big
dogs,
though, so it's okay.
Yeah, so he's, like, jumping on him, laying on him, like, you know, pulling him this way and that way. And they put up with so much. I mean, they are very tolerant animals.
Before our other dog, Lulu, passed away, like, sometimes I would come home, and Tatum was, like, you know, strong enough to lift Lulu, because Lulu's, like, 10 pounds or something like that, something along those lines. And I'd come home, and she's in the backyard just, like, aggressively holding Lulu. And Lulu's just like, I don't know what to have to do. I'm blind. I have no teeth, so I have no sense of... I have no defense mechanism. So I'm just in this kid's arms. And, like, thankfully, like, she didn't drop or anything like that. But I'm just like, what are we doing here?
I mean, these dogs, they just submit.
Yeah.
They just know, like, even though they're really not the boss, they're still kind of the boss. Even if they're only five.
Like, I don't imagine our rockaholics have some crazy examples like my buddy did with the trampoline.
So what about you, rockaholics? What is the strangest thing your child ever did to your pet? 206-803-ROCK.
The Daily Mix Show.
What is the strangest thing your child did to your pet? The number to call is 206-803-ROCK. We want to hear those stories.
206- or maybe you were the kid yeah. and you did it to your pet.
Admit it.
Yes.
206-803-ROCK. We will take your calls after Foo Fighters. What is the strangest thing your child did to your pet? 206-803-ROCK. Adam from Shelton, what's your story?
Good morning, everyone.
What's up, Adam?
Hey, so I was telling, I've got a 4 and a 5-year-old and a broken cat. And the reason my cat's broken is because these two, it doesn't matter how many times you tell them, leave the cat alone. He's picked up over the shoulder in the baby stroller, getting swaddled, carried around, upside down, taken to bed. Then they wrapped him up, put him in a baby doll cradle, and he just looks at you like, please, make it stop.
Yeah,
so I have to get out of the house, and they find him.
So how old's the cat?
He is 1.
Oh, okay, I was wondering if the cat was there before the kids, because I know when we had Lulu, like there were many moments where I felt like Lulu was like looking at us when she could still see, and she was just like, "Well, what's going on here? Who's this? Who's this terror that's now in our home?"
Yeah, they're much more gentle and easygoing with my German Shepherd, and he's 12 and doesn't care what they do either. But that poor cat, like, their baby dolls that they fight over, and they carry it to bed and everything else.
Very tolerant.
It's probably for the best, though. I mean, at least the cat's been trained to handle and tolerate children.
I mean, no cat I've ever owned in my life would have ever put up with anything like that.
Right,
you would
right.
have been scratched in the face.
Well, it's funny that we got a couple of text messages at 206-803-ROCK, and a couple of them involve trying to change the color of their pet.
No.
One person said, my mom told me when I was little I put our white cat in a bucket of oil because I wanted it to be a black cat. Then another person says, my wife is painting the back deck with one of and our 1.5-year-old, and she went in for a couple of seconds to grab some tissue. She comes back out. The 1-year-old is laying on the dog painting her.
Oh, kids are the best, aren't they?
They're fantastic.
206-803-ROCK, what is the strangest thing your child did to your pet? Tim on I-5, tell us your story.
Hey, we bought my son a cat. And he was so excited, and Cat was named Cougar. Go Cougs.
Go Cougs!
So he was so excited to get it that he squeezed it so hard that all of its guts out of its mouth.
Oh, no! But wait. Listen to the end. You got to hear this. Go ahead, Dave.
So my dad, his grandpa, was there, and he's like, don't panic. Stuffed his guts back down his throat, and the cat was fine.
I cannot.
This is a few more years.
Wait a second. That doesn't even seem believable.
It was a coug.
Oh, okay, because if it was a husky, it would have died on the spot. I get it.
It would have died immediately.
And if it was a duck, it would have died as well.
Tim, did the cat ever get checked out by a proper veterinarian to see what was going on the inside after that?
No, it was fine.
That is the...
It kept going. It was 2 or 3 more years, and then it got eaten by a dog.
Oh, no. That cat lived more than 9 lives.
Now,
that's
Jacob,
crazy.
Oh, Jacob's listening. He's going to know it's him now.
So you said it was the grandpa that shoved the guts back in?
Yes.
What a quick-thinking grandfather right there. Like, I would have never thought to think, you know what, we'll fix this. Just shove the guts right back into the cat.
Like, what?
That is the strangest thing I've ever heard.
I cannot. I did not know that it was going that direction, Danny.
I didn't. Wow. I wanted to preface it just because I just didn't want you guys to think that the cat died.
Oh, handy grandpa.
The poor cat.
206.
It survives that, and then it gets taken out by a dog.
206. 803-ROCK. What is the strangest thing your child did to your pet?
Yeah, I know cats have 9 lives, but I feel like it absorbed 8 of them right there.
100%.
Yeah.
Oh, my God.
Oh, man, this person just texted in. I don't think you could top what we just heard, but it said, just last week, my daughter put my cat in the freezer. Oh. Thank goodness I figured it out.
Oh, my God.
These poor cats.
I know.
These poor cats. Tatum's on a big cat kick right now. She wants a cat. She doesn't want just one cat. She wants six cats.
That's a lot.
That's six more cats than I'm willing to get her.
When we were growing up, at one point, we did have seven cats. That's a lot of cats. I don't recommend it.
Someone said, when I was a kid, I got mad at my mom, so I shaved her poodle. I'm waiting for that day when Tatum decides she's going to give DJ a haircut, because she knows where my hair clippers are, and she's always trying to do, like, she has beauty days for DJ, which thankfully are just like,
oh my God, I want DJ to have like a mohawk or something.
It's bound to happen. It's definitely bound to happen. Like, she's got like the fingernail polish for dogs.
Wait, what? It's just, paint the dog's nails?
No, I don't.
Tatum does?
I mean, she attempts to. Oh. Let's just say she paints the fur more than the nails. But it's they're markers. They're not even like real. They're not like actual like fingernail paint.
That's pretty cool, though.
Apparently, I don't know if you guys know this, but you can get them on Amazon.com, but they make nail polish for animals.
What world are we living in?
The future.
A world where you can take an animal's guts and shove them back in. And the animal will continue to live just fine. That is crazy.
The Daily Mix Show.
Big thank you to everyone that came out to the Red Dog in Puyallup on Saturday. We decided to bring Beat Migs with us. We played Beat Migs on the road. So how did our friend Migs do in that very, very stressful situation? We're going to find out at 6:50.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Hi, this is Javon, your Blinds.com design consultant.
Oh, wow, a real person.
Yep, I'm here to help with everything from selecting the perfect window treatments to...
Well, I've got a complicated project.
No problem. We make the complex simple. I can even help schedule a professional measure and install.
I didn't realize you did that.
We can also send you samples fast and free.
Wow. I mean, I always thought I needed a designer to come to my home, but scheduling's always a nightmare.
Not with Blinds.com. We're on your schedule. And there's no haggling, pressure, or hidden fees either.
I just might have to do more.
Whatever you need. How about you tell me what you had in mind?
Okay, then. So the first room we're looking at is for guests coming over, and I'm thinking of something...
Blinds.com has covered over 25 million windows, all backed by a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Shop Blinds.com now and get up to 50% off with minimum purchase. Rules and restrictions may apply.
Nerds!
Today's episode is sponsored by Smart Travel, a new podcast from NerdWallet. Want to travel like a savvy jet setter? No, that doesn't mean monogramming your passport. It means making smart decisions every step of your trip, which means knowing your options. Smart Travel unpacks the facts, like which booking sites actually save money, how to fly first class using points, and if that fancy travel card is a smart investment, all so you can save more on your next adventure. Follow Smart Travel from NerdWallet today and start traveling like a pro.
Hey, I'm Josh Fink, owner of Nick's Menswear. Getting married? Don't rent some random suit. At Nick's, we help you own the look for about the same price as a rental. You're marrying the love of your life. Don't you deserve a suit that's yours forever? Nick's Menswear, your friend in style.